Yo, what's good? It's your boy Mafioso. This is the Hive Hustle Podcast, where we talk about street culture, whether that be dance, roller skating, hip hop, crump, anything that invested in me, helped me become the person I am today, and practically gave me an identity.
It's official now, the Hive Hustle Podcast, about to sit you down. Go and fix your crown. This ain't a grain of salt. Pick your brain and thoughts, even through a major loss. Still remain a boss.
Today, I'm sitting with a legend. Like, this man I met 13 years ago. I think 13. Yes, 2024. I met you 2011.
Yeah,
13 years ago. And I met him at a crump session. And he ended up becoming one of my best friends. A person that inspires me tremendously through art and through music and through dance. Shit, we just had a lab at the house the other night. And my new fan members were like, damn. He's definitely was or is going to be whatever a mafioso. My boy Ron Bizzle, Ron Beats, Ron B, Ron to the B, Ron. What does the B stand for?
We can't talk about that.
Because, Ron B, man. Yeah. Thank you for coming on the show, bro. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, bro. I appreciate you. Definitely. As always.
Definitely. Well, look, you know how I am. I don't crazy introductions, but I'm gonna give you one.
I appreciate you. Okay. Bro.
I met you when you was what, in high school?
Yeah. So it was 2011.
You was like what, a sophomore?
Like 19.
You were 19?
Probably like it's like. Around that age, 18, 19, probably just got out of high school.
Yeah, you like literally likely. Just got out. Man, I remember there's a picture of us where you was on the bus stop sitting down. Or no, I'm like this. And you're walking and Brandon took the picture.
That was a crazy time.
Yeah,
that
man, the days where we had to like, Mafioso had to take the bus, y'all.
that was a long time.
Like
seen a lot of things, a lot of things evolve, a lot of things happen.
Yeah. Yo, them bus stop trips though. Yes. Bro, I just wanted to say, like, now that you're finally on the podcast, because little does nobody really know, this is the man that actually created the intro that you just watched or listened to. And like the reason I have you a part of a lot of the stuff I do, bro, is because you was there. When life happened for me, you was one of the only people besides for real that didn't judge me, didn't make me feel less than. Regardless of me going through life and having life happen, you still treated me like a big homie. You still treated me like, bro, I respect you no matter what. Bro, I'm here for you no matter what. Those years from 2016 to 2019, right before I met my wife, like Suave told me something a long time ago. He said, find your tribe. And you were the first person that I considered after all of the other things that I was involved in was a part of my tribe. And thank you, man. That's why you have to be on this podcast. So we're going to get started, though.
Yeah. Appreciate you, bro.
What would you say is your introduction to street culture, hip hop, crump, dance? Like, was you sitting at home and your mom played Michael Jackson?
I mean, music was always being played like around when I was a kid or whatever. So
yeah,
but like just being just a creative kid, I guess at the time, everything fascinated me. I didn't get into like doing music till later on down the line. Or even like serious about dancing until later on down the line.
Yeah, obviously.
So, but I always liked things enough. Of course, like when certain dances came out, I tried to do them, you know. Go do that dance for me, you know what I'm saying? you know, aunts, uncles, whatever. So.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Was crump first or like did you do other things?
Crump was the first dance I actually ever took serious.
But did you do things before you took crump serious? Like, I know you know how to jerk and shit too, right?
Jerking came afterwards.
Okay, jerking came afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you grew up, obviously, bro, like you grew up on the east side of Vegas, right? With you growing up on the east side of Vegas and getting into Crump and being in school, like what was the thing that got you into Crump dancing, right? Was it Rise? Did you see it first? Like, was it somebody in Vegas? Like,
so, crazy fact, my cousin actually showed me the movie Rise. And ever since I seen that movie Rise, I was like, man, I want to learn how to do that. So I used to try to mimic it all the time back in the day when I did see Rise.
Them YouTube videos with Prentice.
Yeah, then I ended up meeting Prentice.
Uh-huh.
Which is...
Did you guys meet at high school?
We met in high school, yeah.
Okay.
So I met him and he kind of knew how to crump. We started crumping together.
And what high school was that?
This was at El Dorado.
Oh, shit.
El Dog, you feel me?
El Dog.
Yeah, the Sun Devils. Those Sun Devils. Nah.
So what... Like, basically, like, freshman year, sophomore year, y'all started kicking it?
Pretty much. Yeah, we were kicking it all, like, sophomore year, dancing it pretty much every day. But we didn't have no like, big homie or nothing.
Y'all just was crumping.
We were just dancing.
That's usually how it starts out. Yeah,
we would watch the videos. We would, like, oh, look at Ty-Dye. You know, that's how it was back then. I was infatuated.
I think a lot of people were.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah. And then, obviously...
It was real cool. Like, it helped me, you know, learn more as of getting to see how it happened. It was crazy how Prentice knew you.
Yeah. Well, Prentice met me at a crump session.
Right.
Like, me and Prentice ended up at a crump session, and I met him, and he was like, yo, like, can I come lab? I'm pretty sure that's how the conversation went. It was so long ago, so I don't remember.
Man.
But ultimately, and then if I'm not mistaken, he brought you to the 1493 session.
Yeah.
And then that's when I told y'all to come lab at the house the next day.
And I definitely went. I was like, yeah, I'm trying to crump.
And I think I was living on Tropicana and Spencer.
February 12th, 2011. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I met you in 2011. Yeah. Yeah,
man, that's crazy. February, you remember the day you got under me?
Yeah, the day I got under you, and that's when it just went.
That's like, insane. Yeah, crump. So, obviously, Crump influenced your life. Crump influenced a lot of things about you because you went through your whole high school career doing it, and then shit. People don't really know, but you was an original member of One Round. Like you was in the freaking church when we was building the name and the brand and everything.
Yeah.
And that's another reason, bro, like just to gas you up again, you've been there through every endeavor I've had. Jeez. Whether that be Young Gimmick, whether that be Junior Gimmick, whether that be
Baby Mafioso,
whether that be Junior Swarm, whether that be Junior Mafioso, whether that be Junior Everything. Man. Whether that be still mafioso, you've been around, man, and I obviously this podcast, you know, you watch it, you built the song, you've heard me talk about it. It's to gas up the people that inspire me and the people that hold me down.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like that's why Lamont was the first episode. So, but obviously, Crump influenced your life. What do you feel it means to you?
Crump is definitely a release.
Okay, like therapy.
Like, it's definitely therapy. Like, when I can just be expressive without worry, you know, because when I'm actually, like, dancing and I'm actually, like, feeling it, there's nothing on my mind besides just...
Nobody can understand that either.
It's a crazy feeling.
Yeah, like no one understands what goes through our mind. Like when we're in competition, it's a different story.
Right.
But when you're just sessioning and the energy that you give out, you're not thinking about anything.
Nothing.
You're literally just letting your body freaking move. And when you start thinking, that's when it starts going downhill.
Right. And then start to overthink and whatever. So like Crump does mean a lot to me because I do want to get back into it. You know, that's why I do it.
That's why you come to the house every once in a while.
You know what I'm saying? I just come around every once in a blue moon, you know what I'm saying? So I do need to come more just so I can, of course, get better. I want to get better because crumping is tight. Like,
Well, my thing is, a lot of people say, oh, I don't crump no more because of the politics. I don't crump no more because of the bull crap that people go through. I look at it like this. We're going to go through bull crap in our job. We're going to go through bull. I own a business and I deal with bull crap. Yeah. Like, people say, I want to be a business owner. I'm like, you're not going to escape what you have to go through.
Right.
No matter what, whether you're a multimillionaire or whether you're broke on the street, you're going to have issues. Money does not change your issues, and money does not change how you handle your issues. It's you that change how you handle your issues. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I have just as much issues now that I did when I was 25. The difference is I'm grown now. Yeah. I'm understanding of what I can do. And I understand that instead of reacting, I'm just going to respond in the best way possible.
Absolutely.
And that's where, and that's what I think about Crump, man. Like, you obviously have a, what's the word I'm looking for? You obviously have an itch for it. Like, that's why you come around every once in a while. And I feel like if you were a little bit consistent with it, you would see, like, anything you become consistent in changes you.
Absolutely.
Like, when I started labbing every week consistently, it changed me. It changed my dancing.
Yeah.
It changed me as a person. I had to hold myself accountable for that.
Yeah.
When I started holding myself accountable for the numbers that came into the business, I was able to grow from that. And that's what a lot of people don't think about. We go through life and just, like, we're just floating. Yeah. Kind of like just floating in like a fucking feather.
Right.
And if we get on a path, we can go crazy. And yeah. I tell you that all the time. You can go insane if you get on the right path.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, you ain't lying. He is absolutely correct, guys.
I'm trying to get him to start crumping again, y'all.
Big bros over here.
I'm trying to get him to start crumping again. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Watch this. Do me a favor. Like, subscribe. Do all the good stuff you need to do, and we'll be right back.
In the heart of artistic innovation and urban vibrancy, Swarm Culture stands as a dynamic and captivating brand that serves as both a sanctuary and a launching pad for crump dancing, roller skating, hip-hop, and street culture. Through curated events, workshops, performances, and collaborations, Swarm Brand strives to empower individuals from all walks of life, celebrating diversity and inspiring unity through the shared language of art. Visit us today at swarmeverything.com.
Yo, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. We here with my boy Ron B. He was Junior Mafioso, but he a little on his own world now, in his own little crump area.
Hey, I'm still Maf.
Hey, he's still Maf. That's just his nickname in our fam. He is not going nowhere. But we talking about how Crump influenced him, how his boy Prentice and him, you know, was dancing when they was teenagers. And then he met me, and obviously he been on a journey. And in Crump, out of Crump, in life, if I'm not mistaken, you might be turning 30 this year?
I'm already.
Oh, you 30. Turned 30 last year, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus, 30, man.
That boy, that might be 30.
Hey, you know, because you was around. In my life, when I turned 30, shit shifted. And I'm pretty sure in your life right now, you're like in that mode where you're like, okay, some things got to shift. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? So, but he doesn't just crump. He doesn't just like dance. He doesn't just, if I'm not mistaken, you're trying to get into bartending now.
Yeah, a little bit, you know, I dabble in it, you know.
He doesn't just do that though. He's a rapper. Like, he makes great music. I tell him all the time, like, I've invested in him as an artist. I've helped him grow. And it's because he has such a good message behind any song he puts out. But what I want to know is, I've known you for Crump. But in the midst of that, you met some people that, and like, you developed a passion for rap. Yeah. I think you already had it in high school, but how did that develop?
That was just being around a group of friends. It's crazy because my nickname is like Beats.
Yeah, I know.
So,
like, before Ron B came about, it was
started,
Beats.
Yeah, before I even started rapping, I used to just beatbox all the time for all the homies.
Oh, so you was that dude in the group.
Right.
You was the one guy. Beatboxing, everybody else was rapping.
Everybody rapping, and then, like, I'd be like, that's tight that they can rap over the beats. Like, I wouldn't be able to do it. And I eventually just, all of us, it was just a group of us at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We all were just, they were all rapping, and then we got into it. I was like, and slowly but surely, I got better. So
that's cool.
It started out really good, you know.
Man.
But it all evolved into something different.
So does it, like, do you feel like your crump and your rapping evolved together? Or do you feel like rapping has kind of, like, taken over your passion-wise? Because obviously you still crump, but obviously you've been focusing on music a lot. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, you came out with a couple albums in the past couple years. You came out with a whole R&B album, if I'm not mistaken. Or you created one, but you didn't put it out yet, huh?
Yeah.
See? I know the scoop, y'all. But
you know, a little bit.
Dive into that, man. Dive into how, like, how you feel about rap and how you feel about crump and what they mean to you.
Well, like, crump is always going to be, like, something that I love, of course. But rapping has, like, more of an influence on me because I like being able to put that message out, you know. So I guess I do enjoy rapping more than crumping, in a sense. But I can't not crump,
because
of the feeling. Like,
you still be in the grocery store, huh? Crumping,
just throwing a little small arm swing, you know, a little sometimes, and then, like, or if I'm, like, chilling with whoever I'm chilling with, like a little party or something, and the music is playing, I'll start dancing or something. Oh, you still be crumping? Yeah, I'll still be crumping. I'll get off on you. If people be trying to mimic it, they're famous.
Oh, dude. That's the move right
that's
there.
That's the famous mimic of crump. Yeah.
Like, their hands be all awkward.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. When you started rapping, you, like, legitimately, like, made me push. I don't know if you remember, but when you started rapping, I told you, I was like, yo, I'm going to make you a logo. Yo, I'm going to make you your cover art.
You definitely did.
Yo, I'm going to do this. I started doing a bunch of shit because I was like, if I have somebody to help invest in, it could help my craft. Because if you look at, like, for instance, if you look at your first Ron B mixtape the graphic I did, and then you look at the Hive Hustle graphic. Like, you see the growth.
The growth.
And I look at your Ron B album, and I look at Hive Hustle, and you could see the growth in your rap. Like, just in your music composition. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you attack the beat. Which, by the way, we know that you created the Hive Hustle anthem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, I was like, man, I need an intro. This is literally how it happened. I was like, yo, bros, I'm going to have a podcast named Hive Hustle. I need an anthem. Here's the beat. I bought the beat. Do something. The song came out amazing. But what did you want to convey and what did it mean to you creating the song?
Well, first you asked me to do the song and you're big bros. Mm-hmm. So, of course, like, and I love rapping.
Yeah.
So somebody asking me to be on something, that's always, like, exciting for an artist, you know. And it made it even more special because I wanted it to be, like, real life.
Yeah.
In a sense, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of just rapping.
Yeah.
Like, because most people just get on the song and don't stick to their subject.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Or they rapping about money, cars, clothes. And
right. Yeah. And that's why I asked you, like, what certain things do you want me to mention inside of it so I can kind of, like, get some inspiration on that, too.
Yeah. And we had a couple conversations.
Yeah, that helped out a lot too. So I just started thinking about things and it just came together. I got a few other ideas and it just came together.
It was definitely a collaborative effort. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Gio helped too. And then Deuce helped too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Deuce, if I'm not mistaken, mixed and mastered the whole thing.
Yeah, mixed and mastered.
Yeah. And then, like, Gio, if I'm not mistaken, there was a lyric or two, like, he helped you out with.
Yep.
Like, people don't really understand that this podcast is just not me.
And what they don't even know either, there is a video to it.
Yeah, literally. Which, by the way, after this episode, we're going to let y'all see it, finally. Because, you know, we like to keep stuff under wraps for a little bit. Make y'all wait.
And then just
drop
throw it out there.
So, but that's what people don't understand, man, is, like, it takes a team to make anything work. We remember that from when we were in One Round.
Yeah.
You know, like, when we first started One Round, it was legitimately, like, me, you, and five other people.
Yeah.
And we had a team. And I feel like Swarm Brand, yes, Mafioso is the face. Yes, I put all the money up. Yes, I did all the hard work. Yes, I create practically every logo that I've had. I think I've only outsourced one design since I've been a brand.
Hmm.
And that's the back of your shirt. The bomber jacket now.
They can't see,
yeah, but know. Like I outsourced one or two designs, you know, and everything else came from me. And the reason I outsourced is because I'm a great artist, but hand drawing stuff is not my forte. I can use the pen tool and Illustrator like crazy. But what I mean by all of this is like, you have to have a team. If you don't have a team of people, it's really hard to accomplish stuff. Right. And I've never been one to say I did everything. I just know how to catapult something. That's one thing, yeah, I'm good at, is I know how to catapult something into height, into crazy heights. It's, yeah, obviously proven. Look, one round, Swarm brand.
Yeah.
Practically the same shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now we're going to get into my favorite part of our episodes.
Oh, snap.
Flash questions.
Oh, snap.
All right? So you were talking about this before you got on the, well, we got on the actual episode, but you were telling me you don't have top five, but you do. You do, because even if it's people that you listen to on a daily basis, who's your top five hip-hop rappers, whatever artists?
All right, well, I can't put these people in...
order?
In order.
Yeah.
You know, from...
It's just five people.
Just five people.
Yep.
Man, I got to give it to my boy Illa G.
Okay.
My boy G Suede.
Okay.
My boy YH.
Okay.
Too Real.
Okay.
Dregs Deuce.
Okay.
And who's going to be my fifth? Ron B.
Ooh, I respect that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I respect that.
I like that too.
I like that you did put yourself on there, because motherfuckers need to know, man. Like, yeah. I believe in myself too. It's, yeah, not wrong. I just was talking in my last episode that we recorded. Like, I had somebody tell me, like, oh, you need to slow down on talking about your business, or like, you know, don't be so outspoken when you're around people. And I'm like, you want me to dumb down my personality for your insecurities?
That should just be motivation for you to
be better.
To try to do something too, you know, with yourself.
Exactly. Like, I hate when people try to act as if like I'm egotistical. Like, I'm not egotistical. I'm just confident. Yeah. Like, if I could do this, what the fuck else can I do?
Right. And you're pretty much telling me, so that you're letting me know that
you can do the same thing.
I can do the same too. This is what I did to get there.
Let me give you the blueprint so you could do it too.
And people don't.
Because I'm not smart. I'm not a genius.
You smart.
Yes, I understand.
Smart enough.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, like, I'm not different than anybody else. Right. I put my pants on one leg at a time, bro.
Yeah.
So in reality, if I can make something happen and I'm just a kid from the east side of Vegas that don't have a high school diploma and barely could keep a job when I was in my 20s, mm, you remember the days.
Yeah.
The saying was, man, Jack always got different jobs, but he could definitely have a job.
He'd be getting jobs like...
Literally. I'd be like, man, I lost my job. Next day, hey, Ron, got another job.
Like, I see you out here.
For me, it was the apartments. Every time I saw you, you always were in a different apartment.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, now, my last apartment, I stayed at for 2 years, bro. I got to give myself some credit for that.
Hey.
2 years is, yeah, a long time. For nowadays, yeah, people do be moving every 6 months.
Yeah.
But now, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back and we're going to wrap it up. But do me a favor, like, subscribe, do all the good stuff that you need to do, because y'all are good followers. Appreciate y'all. We'll be right back.
At Swarm Branding, we're not just a digital marketing agency. We're your key to online success. Let's take a closer look at the services that can transform your brand. Graphic design, web design, search engine optimization, print media, social media services, and content marketing services. Swarm Branding is your full-service digital marketing powerhouse committed to making your brand a digital sensation. Don't wait. Visit us today at swarmeverything.com.
Yo, welcome back. Mafioso, Hive Hustle Podcast. I'm here with my boy Ron B. We just talking about Crump, hip-hop, how he loves rapping, how he made the Hive Hustle anthem, and we're about to release the video after this episode. But we were recently talking about his top five rappers, and he mentioned that he was one of them. And I love that because you always got to give yourself some credit and pat yourself on the back. But with that confidence comes challenges. Obviously, we don't wake up every day in the best of moods. We don't wake up every day and ready to attack the day. But what would you say are a couple things that help you overcome challenges that you go through in a, on a daily?
Well, on a daily, it's more or less listening to music. You know, instead of listening, like, I don't listen to, like, everybody. I don't listen to, like, trap music and all the new artists that come out.
You keep your ears pure.
You know, it's not even, like, pure. It's, like, sometimes I'll just listen to beats.
Mm.
You know, soulful beats or something like that, hip-hop beats. No words on it, you know.
Would you say you're like rapping? Would you say that's like kind of like your journal?
Pretty much, because it's hard for me to really express how I really feel about certain things. Because if I do say the things that really come to my mind, people will probably would not like me. You know,
That makes sense.
You know, so I choose my words wisely.
Mm-hmm.
I try to.
Yeah, you know? I think that's just. That's just like, I feel like that's just you growing up. Because yeah. When we were young, we didn't choose our words wisely.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I just got like, I keep my people close to me, you know? They help me as well. Like, you help me out all the time.
Yeah.
Sway helps me all the time when I get to talk to y'all.
Yeah.
You know, hearing about y'all doing good, that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I want to hear is positivity around me. My family is always good, you know. Mm-hmm. If I ever need something, they're going to be there. You know, music will always be there.
Yeah.
Dancing is always going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, so.
We used to deal with a big case of FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
We realize nowadays that I can stay in the garage and chill because everything's going to be there when I come back.
I could have the same fun by myself in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I could dance in my own garage.
Yep.
I can rap my own music in my garage, like do my own concerts, whatever.
Yeah. A lot of people don't understand that. Like, some people don't really care. And I've noticed this recently because I've pushed a lot of people to try to like do different things. And I've influenced and inspired people to do things. And what I've realized, even being as a big homie, like some people don't care to be in front of a camera. They don't care to be an artist. Like, you have your stuff on Apple Music and Spotify and like you're on streaming platforms, but I feel like in a sense you've gotten to this point to where it's like your music is your canvas. Whether people listen to it or not, you're gonna do it because it's for you.
Right.
And that's where I'm at with dance.
Yeah.
Like, whether people watch my videos or not, whether people tune into my content or not, I do it for like my therapy. Having this conversation with you and learning more about you is my therapy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm learning every day that I do it. So you would say like your family, your friends, you know what I'm saying? Music definitely is how you overcome challenges.
And then like making money too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who doesn't like making money?
I like making money. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Look, the root of all evil is the love for money.
Yeah.
So I can't say I love money, but I like making money. So
yeah, of course.
I try to like go to work every day, go to work hard.
Discipline, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And keep my head on straight, stay away from negativity, you know?
That's dope.
That's what helps me stay out the way and, you know, be a good person to people, you know?
Yeah.
I try not to, you know, brush a lot of things off, but I always be in my head. My mind don't ever stop running.
Yeah.
You
know? So. That's the life of an overthinker.
Yeah, that's me.
That's a person that I think a lot of us deal with that. You know, a lot of creatives in general, I feel like, deal with overthinking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So out of everybody that you talked about, you said top five hip-hop artists, those are all your friends. Mm-hmm. Would you say that those are your biggest inspirations too?
Absolutely.
Outside of those five people, who do you feel like your inspirations are?
You're definitely part of that list as well.
Appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying? There's... Like all of my people, all people that I see that are doing good are inspirations to me. Like, there's a lot of things can inspire me at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like to be closed-minded to learning new things as well. So like, my mind is something that you need to stimulate to understand me. So if you get me thinking, then yeah. that's going to inspire me. And then, you know, who knows where I might take it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a fast learner, you know, so.
I'll say that. Motherfucker, like, I barely trained him, and he was dope as fuck at Crump. All he did was watch me, literally. We'd be labbing in the garage, and he'd just be watching me. I'd be like, what the hell are you looking at, man? I'm just watching you, bro. And the next thing you know, he does the damn move at the next session. Always. Hey, it's okay, though, because I was the big homie, and he was allowed to steal from me.
I had to take the move. I was like, yeah, that was tight. I'm going to need that in the arsenal.
Man, the other night in the garage, you had the little homies cracking up because of that hat move. He made up this crazy hat move.
That's crazy.
And everybody was just like, you see Chris's face? He was like, I was like, Chris, pull your chin up.
That's crazy.
But you know me, bro. I'm not really crazy about like 2-hour podcasts.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to get you on here first and foremost because I needed to interview you. Secondly, I wanted to make that announcement that this is now going to be the co-host of the Hive Hustle podcast. My boy has agreed and said he's going to be committed to being here because we're going to shift the setup a little bit. He going to be in this seat. The guest is going to be there. And behind the camera right now is my desk that is actually at the office. So I'm going to be at my desk being in a second camera angle. And we're going to be able to interview the person together. I know you guys heard Gio on the episode. He's actually going to start talking on the episode somewhat.
What's up, everybody?
Say something, Gio.
Some.
So as you guys know, podcasts are friends. They're friends that hang out and talk, and they bring a guest on. And that's what the Hive Hustle is, man. It's mine, but at the same time, I have multiple people that help me out with this thing. And it's an engine that's running, and we ain't going to stop it. We ain't going to stop it, and whoever wants to get on the ride with us will. On that note, we're going to let you guys go. But right now, if you tune in, you're going to watch the Hive Hustle Anthem music video. It was at our first office that we ain't at no more. But it was a big deal to us, and my boy rapped it. I'm getting chills just talking about it. And do us a favor. Listen, watch, and really tune in. We'll see y'all next time.
It's official now. The Hive Hustle Podcast about to sit you down. Go and fix your crown. This ain't a grain of salt. Pick your brain and thoughts, even through a major loss. Still remain a boss.